Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. I'm excited about today's guest on the second segment. I'm going to let you know them right up top so you can let people know what time to listen and if just jump on this now. It is Mr. Brad Mowry and Matthew Barnett. Matthew, you might be familiar with them with the Dream Center, and Brad, very, very, very well-known denim designer, teamed up. We're going to play a promo for them in just about halfway through this segment, and then we're going to have them on the air at 11:35 Central Time with us today. So that's going to be an amazing, amazing show, and I really hope and pray that you are going to be able to get this and let people know what's going on. They have a great project, and we want to talk about it, and we'll talk about it again in just a few minutes. But anyway, we are always being blessed, always getting contacted by publicists with different stories that we can run. And I like to get life out to you. You know that? It's okay for me to teach the word, because I love teaching the word and preaching the word. And I do. If you followed here on the broadcast station, you've heard me teach the Bible, teach the word. Or really, I just start talking about a topic and we just go. Sometimes I do get on a soapbox. Other times, most of the times, I'm just talking to you like we're just talking over some tea or some coffee and just talking simple things to you. But I want to put out there what's happening today. Sometimes we ignore things, and I think that we can't ignore it. And that's why I love our guests that are going to be coming up on the second segment, because they are bringing life to you. They're bringing the real things that are happening, the real addictions that are out there, real people needing help. There's so many people that when I go to church and I'm up there praying for people, they ask me to come up to the front to help pray for the people. A lot of the times, they're asking for people to pray for jobs. They're asking for jobs. They're asking for finances. They're asking for help for a loved one who's addicted. They're asking for different things like that. People that are having just a bad run on things. You ever seen someone just have a bad run on things? It's amazing. Well, the Oklahoma City Thunder had a bad run on it last night. Praise God, Thunder, the Rockets beat them. Hopefully, we're a young team. We're gonna get back out there. Houston Rockets, of course, y'all know we're here in Houston, the station, so we're rooting for our Rockets. And this is just the youngest team in the NBA in the playoffs. And it's amazing when you just put your heart and you work hard and you try and you just don't believe that your situation determines your future. And that is what we're going to talk about today on the second segment. Is, yeah, these people are addicted. Yeah, these people are going through hell, going through trauma, but they need help. And who else to help them? Who else to help them but you? And there's going to be a unique way how you can help them. You're going to find out, and I'm going to let my guests tell you that. So we're not going to spend too much time on that on the first segment, but I just want to let you know about that. And I'm excited just about the things that are happening. I had to give my Rockets a shout out there, because they're just doing awesome, and just seeing them grow as a team. And the other day I was praying, and we're just going to tell you this scripture that I was reading. And do you remember the scripture? I believe it's in Matthew. And again, I think it's in Luke as well. And if I pull up my Bible Gateway while I'm talking to you, I probably can find it. But have you ever wondered why you haven't seen many mountains picked up and dropped into the sea? Well, I'm going to tell you that in just a few minutes. I get the scripture. But our address is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And I want to just tell you that we are getting Rev Media TV up and running and running and running. I had just brought another monitor to the station, and God is just doing things. Sometimes we try and figure out what God is doing, but it's better to let Him do what He's doing. And then we just go along with it and say, okay, Lord, I'll do it. I want to tell you just real quick about a call I got, or a text I got. Actually, it was a call last Wednesday. They just called me and said, David, come. I need you to talk to you about coming to the church and getting some stuff done. And I've been working with a minister very popular minister here in the Spring area, and I was just trying to just helping them get their shows, get their services to streaming and working with them to get to that point to start broadcasting with us. And all of a sudden, they call me out of the blue and want me to come by and pick up a check for some equipment. And I'm thinking, well, I'm not really a media consultant, but guess what? I'm becoming a media consultant. I was able to get the equipment they needed at a good price, and they're going to go install it. When it gets here, I'm going to mess with it here in the station. Now, this is what God does. Everything that they bought was what I want for my HD studio. Well, I'm going to get to mess with this stuff, learn it, play with it, and understand it, and I'm going to go take it and install it in a church, and I'm going to be able to bless a church with understanding how to operate it and how to run it. And it's just imparting what I know into someone else, and people that don't really know media. In fact, I was talking to the pastor and said, well, is there someone else in the church that you can just have by? He goes, no one knows what you know. So if you don't mind, we'd love for you to do that for us. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I don't know what God is trying to do. Praise God. I don't know what he's doing with me there, but I do know that I'm going to be obedient, and I do know how to do the media stuff. And I never thought of creating an internship. In fact, well, a week before that, now this is how God works. A week before that, I talked to my friend about partnering with me to create an intern. Well, I didn't know it was going to happen that quick. And I thought I was going to have an intern here at the station with us. I didn't think I was going to go into the churches and teach them and have them intern with me there. Well, praise God, God has a way. But I remember a few weeks back, the show that we had, talking about the words that proceed out of your mouth do not return unto your void, but they accomplish that which you please, and they prosper in the things that you send it. And I was talking about that word, and I was telling you, whatever you speak is going to happen. Whatever you speak is going to happen. Well, I'm going to give you a testimony on that. The other day, we're driving to church. I pointed to this ground, and this happened to me about 7 times. This is about the 8th time I think that happened. I looked at the ground, and they're building a whole new grocery store called Kroger's out here in this area, and it's in the front of our subdivision. And I was looking at them build it, and I'm in real estate and know about real estate business. And I go, well, they're going to have a couple of pad sites. A pad site is something that is outside of the main anchor store. And I looked over there, and I said, they're going to build a Carl's Jr. there. And I know they're going to put one there because there's none in this area of town, in this whole section of town. So there's going to be a Carl's Jr. there. And we're driving, and I go, I love Carl's Jr., by the way. I love Carl's Jr. I love it. And then by about a week later, my wife comes to me and brings the paper and shows me they're going to build a Carl's Jr. there. Now, this has happened several times. I would not be telling you this. I knew they were going to build a wing place or wing stop here in the area that I have the station at. I said, they need to put a wing place here because it'll sell pretty good. There was a car wash. I said, there needs to be a car wash there. And the car wash was there about a year later, and it's making more money than car wash down the street. And this other place in the subdivision that we actually live in. So I'm just saying, the words that proceed out of your mouth shall not return into your void. It shall prosper in the things that you please, and it shall do what you send it to do. Anyway, I hacked up that scripture. But either way, my friends, I want to encourage you that things happen when you speak it out. I spoke to my friend, and then I spoke to my pastor, David Hope, when I was taking him to an appointment, I spoke to him as well and said, I'm going to create an internship, and we're going to run that through your church, and we're going to make sure you have cameraman, because he doesn't have as many people at his church to run some of that stuff. And I told him this, and guess what? It was the same week that I said that, that's when the church called me. And then that's when I went to get the equipment and kind of figure out what they wanted. Within 1 week, God prospered the words that proceeded out of my mouth. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I don't know about you, but when I see that, it's something that I remember D.L. Moody, when he mentioned in his book, and what was mentioned to him in God's general book about something that he said, that it's amazing to know that God hears you pray. Isn't it amazing to know that God hears your words, that God hears your prayers, that God hears what you're doing and knows what you're saying? Oh, amen and amen. I believe it. I receive it. And I'm trying to find that scripture. It's going to pop up anytime. But I believe it and I receive it. And I believe that God's going to be able to bless you and make things happen in that fashion. So you got to just trust him. You got to trust him. Our 800 number is 888-642-4767. 888-642-4767. And that is the 800 number for prayer. It's also for product. I've had several people call that line and we've prayed for them and I've heard miracles come back from that. So I want you to be excited about what God is going to do in your life. So just trust him. And you can email me at david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. And I really believe that when we're doing these ministry shows that people are listening. Do you know that 122 hours of listening was done on, what day was that? What day was that? I believe that was, that had to be on the 16th of last month. We had 122 hours of listen. And then that's amazing. That's just amazing because it's only God that can do that. It's only God that can make that happen and make people out there listen to the word. And it's not just that. It's just people are searching for God. See, people are searching for some help, something that could help them and something. And I believe that God has the word of God out there on the airways. And when you're out there, people are needing something. They're going to find it. There's so many people out there hurting, and the only thing that's going to help them is the word of God, the love of God, and the people of God. That is the only thing. The Bible says, how can they hear unless you send a preacher? How can they be sent unless you send? I tell you, God has a very evangelistic spirit happening to this morning on the show and is talking to someone out there. Let me read you the scripture, Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Well, I just want to take a few minutes to talk about that. And I'm sorry it took me so long to get the scripture, but I found it. And it's Matthew 21:21. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Well, I'm going to ask you again the question I asked you at the top of the segment, and that is this. Have you seen any mountains thrown into the sea? Have you seen any mountains cast? I mean, when's the last time you passed a mountain? I tell you, I was on the air on the TV station in South Carolina this past year. And when I was there, we started talking about my faith when I was in the military. And oh my goodness, I was a man of just believing and faith and just trusting God. I mean, it was reckless faith. I like to call it reckless faith. The Bible calls it full of faith. Not full, F-O-O-L, but full, F-U-L-L, like full. Like when you fill up your gas tank, you're full. When you go to a buffet, well, you're full. Well, I'm always full when I go to a buffet. And so I would go out there to the Navy. We'd go out to different places. And so we're talking about this on the radio program. On TV show. And I tell you, we're broadcasting. Everybody start cracking up. I had everybody laughing because I was talking about my book called The Recruit, and I just re-released it. And I was on the air talking about it, and we got to a story, and she tells me, "Well, what kind of things did you do when you were in faith?" I go, "Well, I like to move mountains." And the ladies, and Miss Dorothy, she's like, "What?" I was so energized in faith. I was so excited in faith that I used to go on, and we used to go be on Catalina Island, and we'd go around Catalina Island forever. I mean, literally, we'd go around it forever when we're in the Navy, and we're a reserve ship for reservists. I wasn't a reserve, but a trained reservist, and we'd go out there for quite some time, like the whole weekend. It just got born into a week, almost even 2 weeks. Sometimes we'd just be going around Catalina Island, and so I just started to believe in faith. Every time I was on watch, I would go to the mountain and point to it, and I would command it to cast into the sea. And I did that when we were in as well when I was up in Canada and in the Nanaimo area. There's so many mountains. I was just full of faith, and I spent a whole day praying at a mountain to cast it into the sea. I took it literally. I did. And I would just go ahead and I would just believe and pray and say, Lord, I command this mountain and I believe it. And I was always disappointed at the end of the day because the mountain would never get cast into the sea. So I ask you again, how many mountains have you seen cast into the sea? How many have you seen that are out there in the ocean right now? Now, I don't know if someone put the Catalina Island out there, but I'm going to complain to them if they did. You know, they need to put it a little bit further out because we were just too bored going back and forth there. But I will tell you this. The other day I was praying, and this scripture, even though I couldn't find it, I knew the story, and this scripture entered into my spirit as I was praying. And I want to encourage you, for those that don't, I want to encourage you. You need to get some time that you just know, and not all of us have every day, that we can spend hours before the Lord. But there has to be a time where you just have your time with God. I have a good friend, and he tells me all the time that he doesn't spend hours in front of God, but he stays in a continual attitude and atmosphere of prayer in his heart throughout the whole day. That is beautiful. And I do the same thing, and I recognize that that's what I do. I'm constantly in communication with God. I'm constantly in reverence to the Lord. I'm constantly in his arms, in my heart, in my faith, no matter what I'm doing. But there still has to be that time where you get before him and you pray. And you just let it out of your heart. I was brought up in a very prayer family. My mom would pray all the time, and she'd pray out loud and speak in tongues and walk around the house stomping her feet. And so I grew up understanding the value of prayer, but also the demonstration of it as well. And I was in one of those moments where I was just praying. I wasn't stomping my feet. I was pretty much just laying on the bed praying and just thanking the Lord for the things. And my spirit just came to this scripture. And it says, if thou ask, tell it to be thou removed and cast into the sea, it shall be done. And I got to tell you that I had my phone on. I apologize that. I'm going to do the volume right now. And there we go. Anyway, when I looked at that scripture, I thought about it. It just came like revelation to me, like when I normally get my sermons together. And I want to share with you this morning, and that is this. When you look at an impossible situation, how many of us agree that picking up a mountain, I mean, hey, man, we're not X-Men. I'm not Dr. Gene. I'm not going to pick it up with my mind and throw it somewhere. I'm not Iron Man. But in faith, we are. And even though I've never seen a mountain thrown into the sea, I've seen many mountains thrown into the sea in my life. Amen. I've seen many mountains thrown into the sea. Now, what are you saying, David? Did you finally see that one Catalina Island jump up and go into the sea? Well, it was already in the sea. And none of those mountains in Canada move, nor in Colorado, nor in California. I've tried. But I've seen many impossible situations. Things that people said will never get done. Or it was final. It was over. Things that just could not ever be changed according to man. That God picked up in faith and threw it into the sea. I've seen many mountains. Many mountains that look so, so large. That encompassed me. That God was able to pick up and move it in faith. I've seen many mountains moved from my life. And I'm sure you have too. I'm sure you have too. I'm sure that you've seen mountains left and right that have been moved. It is not just picking up the mountain. It is the faith, the little faith it takes, God is saying, to pick up whatever is causing the disturbance in your life, the impossibility that you see in front of you. God is saying all you need to do is believe a little bit. All you have to do is believe with the grain of a mustard seed. Remember that? All you have to do is speak it forward. And speak it forward. And if you speak it forward and you command it to change, to alter, to get out of the way. Just like he spoke to the fig tree, you can speak it to the mountain. He took the smallest of things to demonstrate it. Then he went to the largest of things in life to say, you look at the smallest things that I commanded this fig tree to die and wither. It died and withered. You can go back to 2019 on there, and you can read that. Or, and now look at the biggest of things and move it. What you do in the smallest of things, don't be amazed. If you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do what is done to the fig tree, but also, if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. He took the smallest of things and made a demonstration and said even the biggest of things can be moved. I want to encourage you with that. We're going to go to a short little promo of what's going to come up in the next segment, and we'll be right back. It's a good little 2-minute promo. I hope you enjoy it, and we're going to see what happens here.
The Dream Center is a large organization that's dedicated to helping people, and to do that it takes a lot of money, it takes a lot of people, it takes a lot of time. And I wanted to think, what could I do with the things that I know how to do to be involved, to be a part of that, to contribute to that? So, talking to Pastor Matthew, we came up with an idea to create a jeans line.
Not too long ago, a man came to me, and he was in the jeans business. He worked with some of the biggest brands in the industry. And he said, I have a dream, and that is to take my influence in the jeans business and use it to help people in the community. Use it to help people in your recovery program whose lives are being restored. And he began to hear the stories of people who are overcoming 20, 30-year drug addictions. People whose lives have been transformed in the most radical way right here at the Dream Center. And he said, I want to be a part of that.
Jeans Project was an idea that when we first came up with this, we were like, I have no idea how we can pull this off. But once we thought of the concept and how it needed to be and what it could be, what's really great is that it seems like so many doors have opened. We've had designers that have contributed time to try to get the product right. We've had factories and laundry facilities that want to partner up with us to help make a difference. And what's great about this project is it's made in America, so everything you buy contributes to our country's economy and manufacturing base. And more importantly, it supports the Dream Center to try to make a difference in people's lives and help contribute to second chance opportunities. After being in the jeans business for as long as I have, I can't think of a good reason to have another ordinary jeans brand. But the idea of creating a jeans brand that changes someone's life, or that's helping someone get off of drugs, or rescuing a woman from human trafficking, or giving an emancipated minor a home, those kind of things are exciting, and that's what matters. So the reason we did the Jeans Project is to make a difference in someone's life. That's why I want to do this. That's why we're glad you're a part of the Jeans Project.
Amen and amen. And we're going to have that interview coming up pretty soon. And I hope that you're enjoying the broadcast. We got some good things we're trying to share with you. Hey, I was contacted the other day by a publicist company that they're going to have our every Tuesday. They're going to have us a special guest. And we're going to be on an automated system. So we're just going to have just a few days ahead of our interview. We're going to be able to find out who our guest is. And that's pretty exciting. That helps keep me booked up, and I've worked with them many times before, and this is just something that they're trying new, and I'm excited for it, because it's gonna change things in just how we do things and stuff. And anyway, I hope you're going to enjoy it. I hope it's going to be a blessing to you, and I know that God is going to do wonderful things. So remember, my friends, as we were talking on this earlier before we went to that break, was the mountains in your life are not impossible for God to move. They're not. You just got to believe and trust. And it's hard to say believe. Just believe. But I have found something else. And I want to share this with you. And it's something that's worked very well for me. And when you get in motion, when you motion in faith, you put faith in motion. Let me explain that. When you motion in faith, you put faith in motion. You have to operate You have to operate in faith. And to operate in faith, if you don't move in faith much, is you have to do an act of faith. Do an act of faith. You have to push yourself out there. When I started the radio station, I just started with something that was just a beat-up computer. Now we have four channels. But I worked in it. I put my faith in it. I constantly took care of it like that. Millions of people were listening. There was nothing that was going to keep me from taking care of that station every day, and I still do that today. But it came from there to now interviewing some of the top key figures around the nation in Christian ministry, and also people like we're going to have today's guests, Matthew Barnett and Brad Mowry. And I tell you, it's just God is constantly bringing people to us. But I motioned in faith. And when I motioned in faith and took this computer and I just start working on it and said, we're going to get this thing, didn't know how to stream, didn't know how to, where even the platform, did some research, and I start doing all the little stuff that I can do. And I motioned in faith. I motioned in faith. In other words, I'm motioning in faith that God's going to do something. And I'm in the situation, but I'm motioning in it and saying, we're going to make this happen. Father, in faith, I believe it, that put the faith in me to rise up. And the faith was put in motion. And today we stand together in faith with four channels of broadcasting, Christian Talk Radio, Sermon Channel, Counseling and Prayer Channel, and a Music Channel. So, and our Sermon Channel had like 180 hours of listening. That's ridiculous. That tells me people are looking for the Word of God on the internet. And I have plenty of opportunities to go to terrestrial broadcasting, which for those that don't know that, that's regular. Turn on your dial on your credit on your car, and you get the signal in there. And the same thing with the television. And until God just says do it, I'm just going to keep those offers and keep those relationships there. But I'm going to continue believing that we're doing our job on the internet. Yes, I believe that and trust it and know that God is doing great things. When you look at 172 hours of listening in just one day, that is amazing. That means people are getting something, and it's just taken us some time. We made this transition from the way we've been doing this for 5 years to a newer way that costs a little bit more monthly, but it goes through every device that you have and is on servers and stuff that people can research it and find it. We're reaching people. We're evangelizing. Praise God. We're evangelizing, and we're trusting God for it. And we're excited about that. We are. And we're just going to see what God does next. Amen. We're going to see what God does next. Remember, you can always write me, Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. You can email me, David@revmedianetwork.com. We have Miss Terry Squires coming up in just a minute with One Impact. We'll take our 4 minute break, 5 minute break there, and then we'll be back with our guest after 5 minutes or so. We might break early so we can get them in early. Anyway, we'll be right back in just a minute. God bless you. Here's Terry Squires.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Who is in your inner circle? Are you longing to belong to the right crowd no matter the cost? Are you willing to give up who you are or give up your values to become someone just to be popular? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, your host, and you've just tuned in to the 5 minute radio show that will impact your life and the lives around you. One Impact Live is based on my One Impact Bible published by Zondervan. And it's all about our one true God, the one person you are in Christ, and the one impact we're all called to do. You know, in today's world, we all want to be popular. We all want to stand out. But the truth is, as we grow and change and find our own way, at the end of the day, we're blessed to have a few friends in our inner circle. You know, those true friends that you can trust, the true friends that you can count on with the most precious secrets and feelings. the true friends that you can go to no matter what you're facing night or day. Who is in your inner circle? What inner circle are you in? You might be considered in many people's inner circles of friends, but they might not be in yours. Is Jesus considered in your inner circle or the inner circle of your friends? No matter where you are in life, no matter how popular you are or aren't, Jesus longs to be in the center of your life and to be the center of your inner circle. Through his love, forgiveness, and grace, he will see you through all your trials, joys, darkness, and heartaches that our friends bring our way, or the trouble or heartache that we may cause others. If he isn't there, your friendships and relationships will be superficial and will leave you lonely at the end of the day. But I have great news for you today. You do have a true friend in your inner circle, someone who loves you, knows you, sees you, and longs to be with you. Someone who is willing to fight your battles, lift you up when you're down, encourage you when you're lonely. And let me tell you, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And his name is Jesus. He gave up his life so that you could be one with him. And today he is waiting for you to invite him into your life. John 8:12 states, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isn't the light of life more valuable than being popular? And when you have the light of life in your life, you will stand out for others to see. Won't you join me today to impact the lives of others with this message? I'd love to hear from you. Visit me at www.terrysquires.com. And until next time, never forget, he loves you, he sees you, he knows you. And today, make your one impact.
Amen. And we're back right now with two special guests. Took us a second, but we got everybody here. And praise God. I want to introduce to you Brad Mowry and Pastor Matthew Barnett. How you doing, guys?
Great.
Great. Good morning.
Amen. Well, they're at two different locations, so we're gonna do this interview just campfire style and just talk and see how this goes. They came together to do a project. In fact, Matthew, Brad, if we can get with you first, just tell us what puts you in the heart to do this and what motivated you.
Well, I've been in the jeans business for about 20 years, and I've been coming to the Dream Center and Angelus Temple services and playing on the worship team for nearly 3.5 years. And Matthew and I have just developed a great relationship, and I have such a heart for the discipleship men and women and the rehabilitation programs here that we started talking about 2 years ago. What could we do together to use the jeans supply chain to make a difference?
Amen. And so tell us about the Dream Center, Matthew. Who are you reaching with this?
Well, it's funny that before I did this interview, I was signing letters of graduation of people that are graduating from the program, about 35 of them, who live in our program at the Dream Center here. And if the audience could just imagine a hospital that's open 24 hours a day where hundreds of people live here every single day, homeless families, about 300-plus people now in the recovery program who live here for free, every possible need that you can imagine. But really the anchor is our recovery program as far as the numbers and the volume. And, you know, even as I'm doing this interview, people are outside my door. I can hear them working. And I got a chance to hear their testimony before I walked in here. And this is really, you know, a place where people could come for a year, get their life transformed, have a second year option to move forward. And the reality is, you know, we get people at the very end of the road who are living on skid row, or people that, you know, have lifelong drug addictions, but we are seeing an unbelievable level of people who are going through the program and they're graduating and they're moving forward. And that's what's so powerful, what Brad has done too. He's come alongside as a person in the business industry who said, what can I use what's in my hand to touch what is in God's heart? And that is people, and that's hurting people. And he started this unbelievable jeans project, and what goes along with it is top-notch jeans that you would see at any, you know, any store or retail outlet, but it's being sold through the Dream Center, and it's blessing so many lives in the process. So when people put the jeans on, like I did this morning, the only jeans I ever wear, I realized, you know what, I made a difference when I bought those. I actually gave to a place where there's hundreds of people that you could show up on any given day on this big old hospital off the Hollywood Freeway and walk onto this campus and see the lives there be an impact for the glory of God. And, you know, sometimes you can give and support, but you never really know where your support is going. There's really, you know, is it going there or here? You can never really track it. The cool thing about the Dream Center is when you support it, you can show up almost any hour and someone will give you a tour and show you what's going on in this hospital on a 24/7 basis.
Amen. Now, Brad, what does it mean to you to actually create a product that people can not only use, which are a really good product, but also put into people's lives? What does it mean to you personally?
Well, for me personally, it is a lot of levels of value. I was a son of an alcoholic and a recovered person from drugs in my 20s. I've been blessed with an amazing career in the denim and jeanswear industry. I really identify with so many of these people and how brave they are to come here and just surrender their lives to God and try to turn themselves around. And so on a personal level, I'm really passionate about it, as well as just excited about the jeans and everything else that can happen. But part of it is not only helping to fund these programs to keep it free for people that need to come in the future, but we're also trying to build a coalition with industrial laundries in town that handle so many major brands in the industry, and get them to offer some short-term employment for some of these folks as they come out of these programs, even with their existing customer base. And as we grow the Jeans Project nationwide and internationally, that we will have people, will have product available. We're doing something in addition to just selling jeans. We're going to try to provide jobs for these folks and give them a sense of hope as they reenter into society after the programs. And we also plan on doing a jeans drive where if we're at a church somewhere in the country and they can't afford $99 for a pair of jeans, that they can even bring an old pair of jeans that they have in their closet, and we'll come back and give it to our store at the Dream Center to help a homeless person. So everybody can get involved with the Jeans Project in any way that they're capable.
Now, what has the response been in the market, in the industry that you work in, and Brad, what has the response been there?
Well, what we're trying to do, if you think of, say, Tom's Shoes, we're trying to create that type of a dynamic with jeans and with the benefactor at the Dream Center and the people, men and women here. So the idea is to do events nationwide at churches or internationally and possibly have a store of our own, but not necessarily going the traditional retail route initially. So we'll have an online store, possibly a store in the future at the Dream Center for folks to stop by. And definitely that kind of alternative model to make it something special, unique, and never been done.
Amen. Now, for the both of y'all, when y'all joined and started doing this project, and I believe it was February when it launched, correct? Is this something that's getting bigger than you thought it was going to be?
Well, the excitement and the momentum is definitely bigger than we thought. We've had to actually put our heads together and figure out how to do this, since it's never really been done. And so one by one, with several great friends across the country, we're going to figure out a way unique to them to make this work.
Amen. And in the corporate world, what have they been willingly jumping in to help, or is it something that they're just still wondering and just want to see how it plays out? How's the corporate response been?
Is that for myself or for Matthew?
For yourself.
Okay. For me, the response and the interest is overwhelming. I think that people want to know how they can help. People contact us and want to give a donation, know how they can set up an event. What we've also done is we understand that a hosting church in another city will probably have a ministry or a need of their own. So what we've done with this ministry is not only build in a built-in donation for the programs we have here, but we're also going to give back a donation to the hosting church's local ministries as well, in addition to the Jeans Drive. So this vision is still growing, David. The arms of it, which way we can expand it and make it work for the variety of different churches and their dynamics that are so willing with an open heart to help and to make this really special new thing happen, that the response is incredible. But we are still figuring out how to make it work for everybody uniquely to their church or ministry.
Amen. Now, Pastor Matthew, has this opened up some creative giving other than this as well? Have people come up with some ideas now? How they can
absolutely
give?
You know, this is another stream of income to keep this amazing Dream Center going, and it's really exciting. And one of the things, you know, I thought about this all over America, and I speak at churches everywhere across the country. You know, I see these worship teams, and every one of them seems to be wearing jeans nowadays. The culture is more casual than it's been in church, and a lot of churches have embraced that come as you are mentality, which is a very, very good thing. And so the other day I was at a conference, I was looking at about 1,400 youth, and they were all wearing jeans on stage. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if everyone who's wearing those jeans could actually support one of our own, you know, one of our people who love God and want to honor him, you know, in the workplace out there, and support brands that people are making here at the Dream Center to see their lives go forward. And I was watching that, and I thought, you know, there's a lot of people, and there's nothing wrong with making money out there in the business world, who's made enough money on the church. Wouldn't it be great if the church could rally around and say, you know what, I believe that all my worship, one guy called me the other day, and he said, what can I do to get my worship team to all be wearing your brand of jeans so that when we're up there, even our attire is glorifying God in the way that we present the gospel. So I think it's a really great thing. It's the best jeans I've ever worn. I told Brad, I said, I bought about 10 pairs. Right off the bat, so that, and they're the same color. You know, guys, you know, once we get one thing you like, and women always change it up, but you get one thing you like, you just keep going for it. And so he's got different models, but I always just seem to get one or two and stock up for all my trips in the coming year. So it's a great thing. Brad is an unbelievable visionary, not in just his success in the business industry, but he's a visionary for people, and that's what makes it very, very special.
Amen. Pastor Matthew, now, those that do missions and do ministry and everything, we understand the difference of a $10 gift coming in and residual coming in like that. Explain to the listeners that are listening, well, I'm buying a pair of jeans and $10 is going that way. Tell the importance of that $10 coming in.
Oh, it's very important because, you know, it's a money that we would never dream would come from this type of resource or from this type of business, you know, and sometimes even more than that actually comes in. So that we're able to donate to the Dream Center. So it's very, very important. And, you know, if people go to jeansproject.com, they can see what it's all about. They can see the vision behind it. They can see what's available to them. They can see the opportunities that are there. And it's very important. You know, I really believe that God wants us to honor him, of course, with our mission, with our lives, with our vision, but also with our purchases. You know, I've never really seen it that way, David, the other day, till I was thinking about that scripture that says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God, and whatever you eat or drink, the Bible says. And I've always thought to myself, man, that's kind of a strange scripture a little bit, you know, glorifying God and what you eat and things like that. And I begin to realize that in our day-to-day choices, we have a chance to really glorify God in our daily choices. And just in the fact that we can make a better selection when it comes to what we're supporting when we purchase things like jeans and making a difference. So I'm trying to look into the Word and say, how can we just always make the best possible choice on our day-to-day level? Hey, we're going to miss the mark, and we're all going to make bad choices. But if we just decide what God is doing in our life, and how can we glorify God with our decisions? How can we glorify God with our purchases? How can we glorify God in every area of our life? And that's the beauty of these things. These guys, every time you put on those jeans, you're thinking about somebody who's coming off of a 20-year addiction or whose family is coming back together because they are getting their lives back together and trust is rebuilt and unification of children. This is more than just somebody coming off of something. This is about somebody getting into something, and that's right back into God's plan for their life.
Amen. And to think about it, you all you have to do is buy the jeans. That's it. And that's the simplest way of supporting I've ever seen. You don't got to write a check. You don't got to put anything in the mail. It's all done. You just buy the jeans, and the way it's all set up, it'll get to the Dream Center.
You know, it's as good as any brand you'll see out there, especially the high-end stuff. It's on that level even greater. And so that's a great thing about it is that really it's, you know, people are spending $130, $140, well, up to $200 for a pair of jeans. But, you know, for $99, you can have the top quality line because we're able to cut through so much of the cost and the profit sharing and all that, and then also have some money that's set aside to bless the Dream Center. It's just a wonderful thing, and who knows where it's going to lead from here with the jobs and employment. So, you know, helping get this project going to set the table for so many other things, because, you know, vision produces vision, and once you get one thing going, then God opens up another door, and before long, you're walking through many different aspects of something like this, and distribution and jobs and all the things that's going to happen. So right now, people are supporting the cause, and the next phase is the people on this campus will be making this and a part of putting this product together. So it's going to be really exciting.
Now, Brad, how do they get the genes?
Well, a few different ways. We will be setting up events at churches across the country, and we will be tweeting about that or posting it on our website as we book these events for later this summer and early fall. But they can also go to jeansproject.com and see the four initial styles, two men's and two women's, that are available online. They can ask us any questions by email that they may have. And in addition to what we're approaching with partner churches and our local churches, some very well-known music artists have approached me recently about even coming on tour with a few of their bigger shows and discussing it at those venues. So it could be show up at a large Christian concert in the near future. But there's a lot of exciting things happening, and we're making new styles as we speak in addition to what's available now. And hopefully everybody will wear it like a uniform as Matthew does. That would be incredible.
I'm anxious to get a pair now. So do you have like a showroom floor or anything in Los Angeles with them?
We have a showroom downtown Los Angeles on Industrial Street, but it's not so much of a sales showroom. We're really keeping things online. We've talked about the possibility of having a showroom at the Dream Center later and do some of our distribution there as an additional extension of our job efforts. But at the moment, it's mostly an online sales presence.
Amen. Now, this is
or at events.
This is amazing because, you know, not many people get the scripture of witty inventions and creating witty inventions to get things going. And this is a witty invention of putting something together that you can do for the Lord.
David, thank you for saying that. That's a great concept, David.
I remember that scripture, actually. And when you said that, I thought that's a pretty proper way of mentioning this, a witty invention. And I haven't heard that scripture in a long time, but you brought back to memory when you said that. It's powerful.
Amen. Amen. Wow. And Brad, for those that don't know much of the work and stuff, I'm sure you're known, but for those that are on the radio and hearing your name for the first time, just real short, give us just a little highlight of your career.
Okay. My name's Brad Alden Mowry. I've worked in the laundry and industrial laundry and denim business for more than 20 years. I've run laundries. I was a vice president at a Fortune 500 company in New York called Jones Apparel Group, which had Jones New York, Polo Jeans, Ralph Lauren, Nine West, Evan Pacon, LEI, just an endless amount of brands, and we worked in over 36 countries. I'm also a musician on our amazing worship team here at the church, which is a true pleasure and an honor to be a part of. But in denim, we've been consulting, teaching, and developing and selling denim to brands for most of the most famous brands that you know of, and manufacturing for them for the last 8 years back in L.A. for myself with a smaller company called Ola that I'm a partner to. And what's really exciting is the very same supply chain that we use to handle all the very premium guys that you might see at boutiques and high-end department stores. We're using that same high-quality materials from Europe or Japan or U.S., and we're making all the jeans right here in the U.S. and offering the what would be, as Matthew said, $180, $220 at a high-end boutique or department store for under $100 with a cause built into it and, you know, making a difference for someone. So for me, that's super exciting. I know you asked me about myself, but I want to make this about the jeans.
Amen. Amen. Just for people to know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, guys, Brad, can you give your website one more time?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. It's www.jeansproject.com, JEANSproject.com. And there's a lot of information there. There's photos of the styles there. And we're at Jeans Project for Twitter. You can follow us there. And I'm sure there's information on the Dream Center website as well. And we really appreciate everyone's support to help us get this great vision started.
Amen. Pastor Matthew, can you give us your information as well?
Yes. Matthew Barnett at Twitter.
That's great.
And, they can follow me, get all kinds of information. And this is a wonderful project, Dave. And I thank you so much for allowing it, and all the listeners out there for really helping change someone's life. We're not just ministering to people's need, you know, we're ministering to people's potential. And we thank you for allowing that to happen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, too, for being a part of the show. And if you want to jump on the TV and whenever you want, let me know. We can do a Skype interview and put you on our TV show as well. And we're just excited to have you on the air and get this out there.
Thank you so
much.
Well,
David, thank you. Thank you for being a visionary, my friend.
All right. God bless you. Y'all take care.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That was Brad Mowry and Matthew Barnett and Pastor Matthew Barnett. And that was a great show, my friends. And we're out of time. We're out of time. So we're going to let you go. God bless you. We'll see you next time on The Midwatch.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.